When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side, and when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of my life.
Oh, what a song, what a song. We'll come back to that in a little while. But welcome to Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast. Well, I think I'm on Facebook, and I presume I am. And if I am, welcome to all of my Facebook friends, and I have many. I mean, several thousand, and I welcome you now to Open Bible Dialogue. If I can get all these technical things straight, I was a little slow today. I mean, I had to do several things that I have never done before, and it looks to be all right, and I trust it is, and I'm grateful. And every one of you on Facebook, please just enjoy it and maybe share it. You can share it with everybody else, and what a broadcast we're going to have. Let me tell you what we're talking about today. It really is a very special broadcast. I believe a lot of people are going to get some spiritual help. I'm here to be a blessing. That's all I'm here for. I'm not here because I look like, they say I have a face for radio. Well, you know what that means. Well, anyhow, I'm glad I'm here, and I love it, and I promise you, and I'm going to get a little better. Well, it didn't work. I was trying to turn me down a little bit, but that's okay. I'm here because I want to bless you. I want to bless you. We're going to talk today about supernatural powers that cannot be defeated. Supernatural powers that cannot be defeated. Do you understand that? Supernatural powers that cannot be defeated. I don't care what your problem is, and listen to me. It doesn't matter what your problem is, how big it is, or anything else. God cares about you. Let me just take a moment and tell you the kind of people I'm reaching to today. I'm reaching to anybody out there that has great doubt. You deal with doubt, and it's a hard thing to handle. And sometimes doubt is hard to handle. I have to deal with it. You know, sometimes I pray the great scripture that says, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. You know, that is the word of God. And then, of course, I'm concerned about people who are just full of fears. I mean, they are terrified with fears. We live in a world that's enough to scare the daylights out of anybody. Do you understand? It is enough to scare the daylights out of anybody. And I am very aware of that. I am very aware of that. But I want to tell you something, friend. The Lord cares about you. He cares about you with all that's in him. And he will take those fears away. In fact, I have a scripture here that says, perfect love casteth out fear. Perfect love casteth out fear. A lot of people are full of jealousies. They're full of envy. They're full of anger. They're full of resentment. They're full of bitterness. And they're full of fault finding. I mean, these are just things that are everywhere, everywhere. And I thought about those things today and kind of wrote them down. But there are many other things that just terrify people and do great damage to their life. And what a glorious victory it would be if they could overcome those. Well, I'm going to take you to the place and show you how every one of you, though nobody missing, nobody out there that this doesn't apply to. This is for everybody out there. I'm here to tell you that you can be free of all of those things that are disturbing the daylights out of you, that are filling you with this fear and this anxiety and all these troubles that you have to deal with. I mean, I'm here to tell you, we have the answer in our Bible. And it is powerful. So we're talking about supernatural powers that cannot be defeated. Now, I want to take you today in the Bible. I've been doing this lately. Take you in the Bible to the book of 1 John. Now, this is John the great apostle, wrote the book of Revelation, wrote the book of St. John, and somewhere in the 90s, after he had written the book of Revelation, he wrote these three little booklets, epistles, to the churches, to the Christians. And I love this one, and it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, "Who is he that overcometh the world? Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth. Now you see, I'm reading from the Bible. He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Now listen, this is he that came by water and not by blood, even Jesus Christ. This is he that came by water and blood. I'm sorry. This is he that came by water and blood, by Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that quickeneth. It is the Holy Ghost that witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now here we are hearing that we can overcome the world. We can overcome anything in the world. Fears, anxieties, doubts, resentment, bitterness, gossip, all the things I named, and anything else of the world, you can overcome it by the power of the name and the person of Jesus Christ. He came by the Spirit. He came by water and blood and by the Spirit. We're going to notice a trinity of power. A trinity of power. I want you to remember those three words. Trinity of power. Trinity of power. For there are three that bear record. I'm getting rid of all my pride, and I'm going to my magnifying glass. I don't mind if you know that this old man is not quite as his eyes are not quite as good as they used to be. And I want to say this right. And there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, and the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth. Now listen, you got to hear this. There are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. There are three that bear record in the earth, in the world, and the three are. Listen now, the three are the water, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. Now, Brother Chambers, what are you saying? I'm saying that the Father has given us a trinity of power, and it is the blood of Jesus, it is the Word of God, and it is the power of the Holy Spirit. The blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm talking about supernatural powers that cannot be defeated. I don't care what your name is. You may live in Australia. You may live in the Ukraine. You may live in South Africa. You may live in Scotland. You may live in South America, up in Canada. It doesn't matter. Anywhere in America, you have this promise from the Bible that John, this great apostle, I mean, he's the one who leaned on Jesus' breast. There is none greater than was John, this great apostle, who God gave the book of Revelation to him. Now, he's telling us that there are three that bear witness on the earth, in the earth. He actually says in the earth. That makes it a little more intimate. That makes it a little more, you know, right where we are, in the earth. And it is the blood, it is the Word, and it is the Spirit. The blood and the Word and the Spirit. The three that bear witness on earth. This is the trinity of power. The trinity of power. I don't care what the devil is trying to do to you. You have the victory in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how you have struggled with so many things in your life. You have the victory in Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be plain with you. That you can't have that victory if you're not born again. You can't have that victory unless you've got into this Word and start living by the Word. If the Bible and the Word is part of that trinity of power, then you've got to have the power of the Word as well as the power of the blood as well as the power of the Holy Spirit. And you must never separate these three majestic powers, these three supernatural powers, because they are God's power to set you free from anything this world brings against you. Oh, and I'm telling you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to pray. We're going to pray before this broadcast is over. And I'm going to believe God with every one of you out there to have a victory in your life like you have never had before. In all the days of your existence, I want you to have a victory like you have never had before. And I'm here to tell you, you can have it. And if you're going to a dead church that don't preach these kind of things, please, please get in your Bible and get a hold of God in your life. Put your faith in the blood and allow the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit comes in us and takes the Bible, and the Bible is the sword of the Spirit, so he uses the Bible to cut away the things that disturb us and bother us, and then by the blood, the Holy Spirit washes us and sanctifies us, and he don't do it one time, he does it regular. We live by the power of the blood. We live by the power of the Word. We live by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's no way to doubt this. This is not some strange doctrine. I don't think I've ever read these verses like this on this broadcast. Now, to those of you listening by Facebook, I want you to understand that this is my 43rd year in doing this broadcast. We started OBD, that's Open Bible Dialogue, in 1974. A few years ago, we went on internet, and then we went on with a camera, and now we today are going on Facebook, and I hope we're there. Somebody let me know, are we on Facebook? Just give me a thumbs up, somebody. And if we are, then I know I'm talking to a host of people that have never heard live edition of Open Bible Dialogue before. I put it up by tape. You've gone to paulcreek.org and pulled it off of the archive. That's wonderful. It'll still be on the archives even today. It'll still be on Facebook even today. And I'm just thrilled. I'm overwhelmed with all the beauty of this and all the joy of it. Now, let's get in here and let's make sure we understand. Let me take you back to a wonderful scripture in Zechariah. See, the Old Testament and the New Testament absolutely agree together. There's never any break. The whole Bible is one Bible. There is one covenant and two expressions of that covenant, two links in that covenant. The Old Testament is one link, and the New Testament is the second link. But they both are part of the Bible. If you go to Revelation and see the temple there open in heaven, you'll see a covenant inside that temple, inside the Ark of the Covenant, and it's a single covenant. It's not two covenants, it's one covenant. The Bible is one book. The Bible is one book, and united together. And oh, the joy of living in this Bible. Have you learned that joy? Have you come to know that joy? I've been saved 64 years as a 16-year-old lad. 1952, I came to know him. And oh, it just gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. I asked for a thumbs up from somebody out there in the hallways. Let me know I'm on Facebook. If I'm not, I regret it, because we are here to be a blessing to you. I want you to know something. With all my heart, I want to be a blessing to you. With everything inside of me, I want to be a blessing to you. I want your life to be blessed. I want you to be stirred. I want you to be drawn close to Him, the great Redeemer. And I want you to know the beauty and the majesty of His sweet and holy presence. For our God is one God, and He is awesome. He is wonderful. He is glorious. He is glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So people are watching on Facebook. People are watching on Facebook. Says we are now up to 13 on Facebook. How about sharing it with your friends, would you? Send them a note that we are on Facebook and you're listening. I think you can share it. You know, this is new. I got a lot to learn. But I want to tell you something. We serve a mighty God. Now, every one of you listening, whether you're listening by radio, whether you're listening on the internet, by our website, or whether you're listening by Facebook, All you have to do is pick up your telephone and call, and you can ask questions right here. And here's the numbers. 704-391-0588 is right here in Charlotte. It's right here. Call in direct. And then we have an 800 number for others across America and Canada. If you're outside of the Charlotte Exchange, if you're in the 704 Exchange, please use that number. But if you're outside, use the 1-800, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then you can send me an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I really want to hear from you. I want you involved in this, and maybe we'll have it better next week. I don't know how good it is on Facebook. Hopefully it's excellent. I can't be assured of that. I thought I had it there where I could pull it up, but I didn't have it there where I could pull it up. So I'd missed that somehow. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm talking to you, and we're working on the things of God. Now, in the Old Testament, Zechariah. Here's a great scripture, and it's in chapter 4 of Zechariah. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word unto Zerubbabel. This is the word unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by words, not by might. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, you see, the word of God and the blood of Jesus are two parts of this trinity of power. But it's the spirit that takes the word and the blood and makes application. See, the Holy Spirit is a person. He comes and makes himself real within our life. The moment you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit. If any man saith he hath not the Spirit, he's none of his. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have him. Now, there is a difference in the Holy Spirit that comes when I'm born again and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. As one great Baptist preacher said, Stephen Offord, he said, when I was born again, I had him. But when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, he had me. I love that. When I was born again, I had him. You can't be born again without him. But when you're born again and you have him, then you need to consecrate and devote and dedicate and draw close until he has you. And that's what happens when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. He has you. Now, I believe in the supernatural power. I don't think there's anything that we can depend on until we know what it is to have the supernatural power in our life. We've got to have this supernatural power working in us. Let me take you to Isaiah, another Old Testament scripture. We'll have some New Testament ones. But Isaiah 59 and verse 19. Isaiah 59 verse 19. The latter half of that verse says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Now, I want you to know, friend, listen to me with all your ears, if you will, please. When the enemy comes in, when the devil starts fighting you, whether it's your own inner problem, it's your own weakness, your own littleness, your own, you know, lack of power, lack of faith, lack of anointing, lack of consecration. When the enemy comes in like a flood, then you need to understand, if you'll go to God, if you'll get on your knees and you'll get in your Bible, the Holy Spirit will lift up a standard against him. I'm talking about the trinity of power, the blood, the word, and the Holy Spirit. The blood, the word, and the Holy Spirit. Now, let me open the lines. I've got a booklet I'm going to give you today that everybody out there needs a copy of. It is entitled Supernatural Powers That Cannot Be Defeated. And it's an excellent booklet. Excellent booklet. And it will be sent out on probably Tuesday of next week. And it's available to anybody that calls. All you got to do is pick up a phone and call and say, I want a free copy of that booklet. And in it, you'll find the things that I'm saying today. Maybe not everything and not maybe all the scripture, but you'll find many scriptures. Some I don't use today, some I do. And I want you to have this booklet, and you need to call on the phone right now and give the ladies who stand right here and wait on us. And then if you have a question, Listen to me, all my Facebook friends. Listen to me. You can call, ask me a question right on the air. You call these ladies, these numbers, and ask them that you have a question. They'll put you on the line. They'll let me know, and I will bring you right into this broadcast, and you can be a part of the program. You are my guest on this program. You're my guest. I don't have guests normally. Once in a while I might, but not normal, because you're my guest. All over my audience, all over the Facebook world, all over the internet world, all over my radio station world. We're on all over here, over this part of the of North Carolina. We're on down east in South Carolina, up in Virginia, West Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, up in that area. And we have a wonderful audience by radio. We have a wonderful audience by the internet. And now, hopefully, we'll have a wonderful audience by Facebook. And we'll be here every week, same time, from 1 to 2 Eastern Standard Time, every week. As soon as I go off, you need to learn what our website is. Website is pawcreek.org. Not con now, pawcreek.org, pawcreek.org. Everything you see down on the screen, except the JRC et. And you can get right on our website. And you've got programs that go back 500 and 600 weeks ago. I mean, you got programs 10 years, 8 years, 5 years, all the way back. You got sermons all the way back. If you go on the blog, you'll find all of these things, and you can go on the sermons, you can go on the articles, and just much, much, much to be a blessing to you. That's all. That's all we desire, is to be a blessing. We're here to help you overcome the world. We'll help you. We're here to help you rise above the things out there that will consume you if you're not very careful. We're here to help you go on with God. Now grab your phone. I want to take telephone calls. I love to take telephone calls. I'll go in a moment to the internet and see if there's any internet questions, and we answer them too. JRC@pawcreek.org. But I love the telephone questions, because that way you get right in here into the room with me by telephone, and they'll hear you ask your question, and then hear me then answer. I don't identify. I won't tell people your name or your phone number. They'll never get nothing like that from this place. I promise you, we protect our family with all of our heart. We protect the sanctity of your phone numbers and your addresses and those things. And we don't dare share them with nobody, because we care about you. And you're our guests. You're our friends. Now grab your phone, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Now, I'm waiting on your calls. I want to hear from you. I want to answer your questions. I want to be a blessing to you, okay? So grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. You gotta have this booklet. You got to have this booklet. Quit living in fear. Quit living in anxieties. Quit living in apprehensions. Quit living with awesome difficulties and doubts and even jealousies and envies and strife and divisions. Quit living in that stuff. You can be free of it. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, the Trinity of power. The Trinity of power. And God wants you to be free. Now grab your phones. Our ladies are standing by. We have 4 lines. And we want you to call and quickly be a part of this program. All of my Facebook friends. I don't know how many I have yet. I hope there's 100 or so. I'm looking for literally thousands to listen to this program by your Facebook. And I know it's the time of day that people are busy. People are shopping. People are doing all kinds of things. And so this program will be up on Facebook after the program is off. It'll be on the internet after the program is off. It'll be available in all kinds of places, really, because we're here to bring the word to you. Be free. Be victorious. Rise above this world. Get on top of your fears. Get on top of your heartaches. Well, don't get on top of them. Let's get rid of them. That's better. Let's get rid of them. Let's have the victory. Let's live in victory. Let's be triumphant in the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, while you're calling, please grab your phone. I want you to call. I want to talk with you. You see, when you ask a question and I try to help you answer that question, that can mean more to people that are listening than maybe my words, because your question will get their attention. And they might say, hey, I wanted to ask that. I wish I'd called and asked that. Or that sure is for me. You know, I know what you may say. But under any circumstance, I promise you, somebody will be blessed by your question. And there ought to be about 100 of my friends out there all over the fruited plains that would call me on Saturdays, not always the same one, but different people, and ask really good questions. You may know the answer, but you would like for the people out there who are listening to hear the answer, okay? So there may be a lot of good calls like that where you could call and say, hey, I want to know about this. And you may be doing it for one of your friends that you know happens to be listening, and you know they need to hear this answer. And that would be a blessing. I mean, everything we do in things like this, we are a blessing. And we are blessing people. We are helping them to grow in the things of God and of Christ, and just making progress for God and His kingdom, that He might be exalted, that He might be exalted, all right? That He might be exalted. Well, the lines are still open. I'm looking at them here to see, and I'm waiting on your calls. And I'm taking you while you're calling now. I'm taking you to 2 Corinthians. This is so powerful. I love these verses of Scripture because they tell us what can happen in your life in the victories of Christ. They tell us the joys of these victories and the triumph. Listen to this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Listen to that now. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We're not fighting this battle with flesh words and flesh power and with our own, you know, inner abilities. We're going to win this war against the devil in the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to win this war against the devil in the power of the blood. We're going to win this war against the devil in the authority of the Holy Bible. I mean, this is God's trinity of power. So we wrestle not against the enemy with flesh and blood. Our weapons are not flesh, not flesh. Then he goes on to say, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. To the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of Christ, knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, you are hearing some of the most wonderful teaching of Apostle Paul that I could read to you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are not just physical and earthly and limited. No, we live in supernatural power. We live in Holy Ghost authority and Holy Ghost power and Holy Ghost anointing. Okay? That's God's promise. He says it very plainly. For having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is full. Now, I missed the verse. Casting down imaginations and every high thing. Listen, in the power of Christ, you can cast down imaginations. Things, if you like me, you can be praying and the devil is doing his best to disturb your mind. He's trying to bring everything in the world against your thoughts so that you don't get a hold of God. On Thursday, I came to church before 6 o'clock to get on my face with God. And I prayed and had a marvelous morning, but I didn't really break through till nearly 10 o'clock, 4 hours, 4 hours. And when I broke through nearly 10 o'clock, I'm telling you, heaven came down and joy flooded my soul. And it was the most wonderful victory. I mean, it was just breathtaking. It was breathtaking. I would love everybody out there to experience one of these moments. One of these great, wonderful, exciting moments when the Holy Spirit comes in His authority and power and just saturates you and sets you aflame with the life of Christ and the life of God. It is a wonderful experience. It is a wonderful feeling. And I want you to have it. I really do. I want you to know everything about it and enjoy every moment of it and live in the power of it. And it's yours. It's available to you. It's available to you. It's your victory in Christ Jesus. Now, I plan next week. I've been watching the news. And I see what's happening with Russia. I see what Russia is doing right now, calling all of their citizens home from the different nations where they might be. I know from America, I don't know how many other nations, maybe all of them, except those they are in bed with, you know. And what are they doing? What are they thinking? They're talking about a war with America. They're talking about a war with America. I mean, they've got ships, coming out of places and going to places that they've not been at. I don't know what they're planning. I think the war of Gog and Magog is at hand. I think they're just about ready to march on Israel, and they're trying to scare everybody to death. They're talking about nuclear war and nuclear powers and their missiles' capacity to send these nuclear explosions anywhere in the world, and they're trying to scare everybody so that when they and Iran together and the other, all that big crowd of nations march on Israel, everybody will be afraid to even say boo to them. I think that's what they're talking about. I think that may be what is building. I probably will make this my subject next Saturday, okay? I probably will make this my subject, so begin telling people about it. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I've enjoyed your preaching.
Hey, am I preaching?
Yeah, well, I'm glad whatever you're doing, you're sharing God's word, and I was...
I understand. I was kidding with you.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I was reading Ezekiel chapter 8, and the prophet is just so upset with Israel. And another Christian brother was telling me, says, "In our country, aren't we just like Israel? We're getting ready to get the biggest whooping we ever got in our entire lives, and we are so hard-headed."
Well, I agree with that, my dear friend. America is in desperate need. I know that our only help is God. And we're in this big, huge election where we've got to be involved. We've got to vote. Anybody who tells me that they're not going to vote, I'm wondering if they're even saved. Because render to God what's God's and Caesar what's Caesar's. And that's not easy. And it's not an easy choice. But I'm telling you, we're in a mess. And only God can fix it. And the rapture is about to take place. And I wouldn't doubt for a minute. I told somebody yesterday I had to have my heater fixed, my furnace fixed at my house, $500 and some dollars. And Mama and I live on our Social Security, so it isn't easy for us, but we got it paid. And I told the man who fixed it, he said, "Your furnace is wore out, and you really ought not spend this money. You ought to put in a new furnace. That's $5,000. I said, "Sir, Jesus is probably going to come before Christmas, and I'm not going to have to worry about it."
Well, you know what? Believers think like we think like that. We know what's going on. The world at large is so deluded, they don't have any clue as to what is about ready to happen.
They don't.
I was thinking about, you've got people on the internet that are listening for the first time to you. You're telling them all of this stuff. You're making assurances about God. And I've got a recommendation, because many of us have been through this where we heard these fantastic claims of God. I had a Christian brother challenge me on something very recently that I knew something a lot more about it than he did, that he didn't believe me. And I came to the point, I said, "Look, I want you to believe that I'm a liar. Go ahead and believe that I'm a liar, but go check it out for yourself." And that's the way people ought to be for God. Don't believe. Say, "God, you're a liar, but go check it out." Most of us have come to believe in His power. I saw Mike Pence on a talk radio show, a talk television show, and I don't think he did this pandering for votes. I think he did this because he knew that he needed to make a witness for his Lord. He said, "I accepted Christ at the age of 19. I don't really think that was easy, and I don't think he was doing that for Christian right votes. I think he was doing that for the benefit of unsaved people, probably, that hate his guts.
You know, I'm assured that Pence is a saved man. I am praying for Donald Trump to have a born-again experience. And I literally have the feeling, and I have prayed about this. I've been on my face. We fasted the last 2 days just for God to pull down the stronghold of Hillary and that whole liberal agenda of destroying America, destroying the church. I mean, what they have planned for us in that liberal agenda is scary. It's heart-rending. You know, it really is. And I thank God that I have assurance in me that Hillary is not going to win. And a lot of people don't believe me, but I am assured. I really am. And I believe, I'm believing God to save. You see, the reason we need somebody in the White House that is pro-Israel all the way is so when Russia and Iran marches against Israel, they'll have a friend. Now, they won't really need us. They're going to have God. I mean, God's coming to their defense. They don't really need us, but I want them to have us.
Ezekiel 38 and 39 are on the horizon.
They are on the horizon. Thank you for calling. Your call has blessed my day. Thank you, my friend. God bless you. Now grab your phone. You can see that we've got a lot of things happening in America. If you've ever needed the peace that I'm talking about today, if you ever need to be free of fear, you don't need to fear. You say, I'm scared to death. I'm not scared. I know if anything happens and America gets blown to bits, I'm going to heaven, brother. I'm on my way to the sky. My wife and I love Jesus with all of our heart. We love people that love Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not afraid of it. I'm not even afraid to walk in the night, in the dark. I'm not afraid to come up here to this church in the midnight hour. I mean, I'm really not afraid. I have at times brought my 38 with me, and there's nothing wrong in carrying your 38. Remember, if you think it's wrong to carry your 38, you remember that Peter had his sword when he was in that garden where Jesus was being arrested. Peter had his sword, so it is nothing wrong with having your weapon by your side, because Peter had his, and the Lord never condemned him of it. He condemned him for using it. He really did. He said, could I not call legions of angels? Hey, friend, listen, we are living on the verge of the most spectacular and the most overwhelming and the darkest period of human history. At the same time, darkness and light. At the same time, horror. At the same time, glorious victory. At the same time that there's going to be hell on this earth, there's going to be a celebration in the sky. Hallelujah. That bride of Christ is going up in a moment. I'm looking for it any time. I'm telling you, you better vote. And if you're listening to me today, I understand there's just been an extension of a restoration in Mecklenburg County. And I want you, they're doing it. The liberals are doing it because they want to get more of their people that are their kind. But we ought to do it because we want our kind out there doing their kind. You say, Brother Chambers, are you political? Absolutely. I'm political. I'm an American. I'm sick of politics. I'm sick of almost everybody in politics. But I care about my nation. And if Jesus had rendered to Caesar what Caesar's and to God what's God, then I'm going to do that. And you remember he took a corn out of a fish's mouth to give to Peter to go pay his taxes. He must have been, you know, a little bit political too. And remember, he laid it on those politicians of his day. I mean, he called them to task. He called them to task, and God's men and women ought to call them to task today. I'm telling you, I was heartbroken at the things they revealed about Donald Trump. I don't think he's guilty of the latter part. I think he was guilty of the first event, but he was running with the Clintons, and he was a part of the Democrat Party at that time. So you need to understand that. He was raised in that atmosphere and lived in that atmosphere. But now he's in a different atmosphere, and he says himself, I'm changed. And I heard him say with all of his sincerity that he was dependent on God. Well, I pray for that. And so you need to pray for that. And we're not defending nothing. We're not defending any evil of any kind. We're not defending wrong in any way. No, sirree, we're not. But you need to be involved in your nation. Hey, I'm talking too much. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338. If you forget the number, I'm always right here. Well, where is it at? I thought I had it, and it's gone. It disappeared. Where'd it go? I don't know. It left on my phone. Well, I don't know what I did. I probably hit the wrong button and closed it. I have done that, by the way. If I hit a button that says close, it'll close that particular window. If I hit the button one day and I just go off the air, you know what happened. Brother Chambers hit the wrong thing. You understand, you ought to pray for me. This is a job. I got all kinds of things in here I'm doing. And I think the Lord helps me to do pretty good, you know. But I love it. I love it. I really do love it. Now call. The lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. Call me quickly. 1-800-338-7884. You just heard that call. How many of you out there are expecting maybe the war of Gog and Magog is developing? I mean, that Russia and Iran are the two forces. And Russia is right now in Syria big time. And you know what Syria is? It's the staging ground for the war of Gog and Magog. I've been saying that ever since they marched in there. I said, we're just letting them in where they have no business being. And they're getting ready to stage a war against Israel. They hate Israel with a passion. They hate Israel with a passion. You find any liberal mind that is all misconstrued, and they'll hate Israel. I mean, it's just natural for anybody that's serving the devil, serving the world are the devil, by the way, and if you serve the world, you are serving the devil. I'm here to tell you, friend, you need to get rid of that fear and that anxiety. Quit being troubled about it. And I'm telling you about the Trinity of power that will set you free. Oh, I tell you, I'm forgetting about going to the internet. I mean, going to the to see if I got any emails here. I had that up, and now it's gone. Well, I do these things sometimes. Come on, emails, and let me see if I've got anybody there that has emailed me, and I will do my best to answer your question. I love to answer questions off the email. I love to answer them from the phone. I just like to answer your questions because you are important to me, and there they are. Wow. All right. This message is from James. Let's see what he says. Happy connecting, sent from, all right, because I'm on Facebook and he's sending me a hallelujah thanks. Does the Bible give prophecies about the destruction of Damascus that is happening right now? Thanks and God bless you and your ministry. Pray for the flood victims. Yes, we're doing that. Yes, it does. Damascus has been the longest continuously operated, inhabited city in the world. And they're soon to be destroyed. They are soon to be completely destroyed. And so the beginning process of that is an absolute biblical sign. I mean, to the core. It's a biblical sign, and don't you ever forget that, my friend. I mean, we are living in an exciting time. I mean, it is so exciting. It's overwhelming. It really is. Now, I've got time here for another message. I don't see any other. If I miss one, I'll try not to. I don't think I have, but call quickly. I want to hear from you. You are important to me. You are important to me, and I care about you. And so let me hear your call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Do you have a question about the war of Gog and Magog? Do you have a question about how soon the rapture is? How can you know the signs? You may say to me, oh, Brother Chambers, it may be 1,000 years before the rapture. If it is, then the Bible is not dependable. Because the Bible has given us the excellent signs of the time of the end. And my dear friend, they are everywhere. I'm here to tell you, they are everywhere. Signs all about the coming of the great Lord. His wonderful presence. And so if you have a question, let me hear it. If you have a question about how you can overcome, I think you got that. And I guess maybe there's not a lot of questions to ask about this Trinity of power, the blood, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Isn't that powerful? The blood, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Did you know the NIV Bible took that verse out of their Bible? Did you know that? Go to your NIV Bible if you got one, wherever you are, and open it up and go to 1 John chapter 5, and then go to verses 8, and you'll find it's missing. You'll find it's missing. Verse 8. Oh, that's 1 John 5:8. 1 John 5:8. You got it? Hey, give us a call. I want to hear from you. I want you on the air. I want to answer your question. I want to bless you. I want you to be strengthened. I want you to grow up in the Lord. I want you to become strong in the Holy Ghost. I want the Word of God to get rich and real in you. I want you to live in the power of the Spirit. Now, while you're calling, and I know the phone's ringing now, keep calling. You've got to have this booklet. You've got to have this booklet. It will be on the internet. Remember the internet, paulcreek.org. Paulcreek.org. And there's a place now on front page to put in your email so that you'll get the regular mailings every Saturday. Well, they don't go out till Monday. But the regular mailings every Monday, okay? Regular mailings every Monday. I want to hear from you. You are important. You are very important, and you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, well, family.
Yes.
I have a question for you today.
I hope I have an answer.
Well, the question is, I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything.
Well, I always get put on the spot. I love it.
I want to know, what do Christianity and politics have in common?
What does Christianity and politics have in common? Well, one of them is our walk with God. The other is our obedience to Caesar. Jesus said, render to God what is God's, and to Caesar what is Caesar's. Now, if Jesus recognized Caesar, who was the potentate of his day, and gave money to Peter to pay his taxes so he could pay taxes to Caesar, that would mean that Jesus endorsed a Christian being committed to their nation and to the success of their nation. And so there's no question. I serve God because he's the higher power. I do my best to be a good citizen of America because I love you and all of my fellow citizens.
That is exactly right. But I love to go right to the point. Christianity is about the kingdom of God.
Exactly.
And politics is about the kingdom of this world.
Exactly. And let me tell you what the scripture says. Using the world, but not abusing it. So we use the world. We use the political system, but we don't abuse it. We don't let it control us. We don't let it have power over us. It don't make us doubtful. It don't make us fearful. We just try to help elect the right people that we hope will treat us decent and not get in there and try to create a government that is overarching of the people, tax them until they tax to death, take their jobs and make a covenant with some other nation somewhere and send our jobs over there. There's a lot of things America has done with our cheap politicians in Washington that make me angry. And I want somebody to put that bunch out of business.
But the reason why Jesus told Peter to pay Caesar what is Caesar, we must, as being Christians, as followers of Jesus, we must be obedient to the law of the land.
Exactly right. We have no right to be disobedient to the laws around us.
That's right.
We do have a right to change them if we can.
If you be obedient to the things of the world more than you are things of God, then you're not of God.
And if you try to be obedient to God and you ignore the powers around you, the Bible said pray for them that are in authority. Did you know the Bible said that?
Yes, that is.
And the Bible says there is no authority but that came from God. The Bible says that God sets up one and puts down another. This is the political realm. God is very involved in the political realm.
And Paul also says, now Paul is speaking for prayer for those in the brother, those in the household of faith. Those in authority, pray for them. But those in authority of the earth, we can pray for them, according to my reading.
He said pray for them in authority. He wasn't just talking about the church. He was talking about all authority. He said all authority comes from God. Let me go to it here if I can find it right quick. The book of Romans, it's a powerful verse. I mean, really is. I think, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now listen to this. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. So he's talking about rulers. And that's in Romans chapter 13, verses 1, 2, and 3. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
I love you. Now make sure you vote.
Thank you, sir.
And you better make sure you vote for somebody that don't believe in killing unborn babies, too.
Yeah, that's another thing, you understand, since you brought that up. We tell people to vote, but these people need to know how to vote, who to vote for.
Well, there's plenty of material, and there's plenty of information on the internet, and there's plenty of information on my Facebook. There's plenty of information, so if they're ignorant, they're ignorant because they want to be ignorant.
I agree with the thing you just said.
God bless you now. You are my friend, okay?
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Hey, that was a good conversation. And that leads me up to telling you, don't tell me you are a Christian if you're not dedicated enough to care about your nation and try to vote against. If you don't vote for somebody, vote at least against somebody. Those who are for abortion, those who are for same-sex marriage, those who are for, you know, all kinds of evil things. The government doesn't have a right to take all of your money. And just like Obama sent $1.7 billion to Iran, $1.7 billion. Man, that man ought to be impeached for that. I'm here to tell you. I mean, he put it in hard cash, brother. All kinds of different currencies and sent it to them, plane loads. I mean, we're talking about evil beyond measure. That man is something else. He doesn't know the end of wickedness, but he will one day soon. I'm telling you, I've always believed he will probably be judged by God before his time in office completes. But if it don't before he finishes, it will afterward. You can't get by God when it comes to his truth. God bless you. Make sure you vote. If you haven't registered in Mecklenburg County, you make sure you go register Monday. I'm telling you, you go register. Don't you go on Sunday now. Not something you do on the Lord's Day, but you go Monday. And you make sure you register, and you make sure you vote a biblical ballot, a biblical vote. Vote for somebody that is the closest thing to what you believe, closest thing to what is right. I love it when Trump made it plain he was for Israel, and that he wanted to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem so that we would admit that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Wouldn't that be wonderful? He said that. He said it more than one time. It's also been written. So it's ironclad. Hey, friend, we got a lot to look forward to. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how soon Jesus is coming. He may come today, and that's fine with me. Boy, would I love to go. Now, I want to tell you, I've got a message for in the morning. And I wish you'd come to Paul Creek Church, 5110 Tuckasegee Road. You can go on our internet, paulcreek.org. It has a map on the internet now. Just put in where you are, and it'll take you straight from where you are to where we are, okay? Go to our internet, paulcreek.org. You got that? paulcreek.org. paulcreek.org. I want you, I really do, to visit with us. We ought to have 100 of you tomorrow. We really ought to. Because many of you go to dead churches. You go to churches that have compromised. So many preachers today, even in the Pentecostal world, are nothing but a show. I mean, they would be better off just being, you know, great speakers in the promotional world rather than trying to preach, because their preaching is like promotional. I'm amazed at it. I believe in preaching this old book under the power of the Holy Ghost, and I believe in praying for the sick. I believe in miracles and wonders, and we have in great church. We've been calling it camp meeting because that's what it's been. I'm preaching in the morning, and my associate, Joseph Gans, tomorrow night. What a wonderful young man. What a wonderful preacher. We've got him here just taking, you know, just becoming part of us. He's going to work a couple of years and then full time. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about having somebody to take some of this load off of this old 80-year-old man. I really am. Hey, we like about a year and a half having this building paid for. About a year and a half. Okay? And I want your help. I'm trying to get partners, and it seems like I'm not making much headway in getting you involved with me as a partner. You ought to send your gifts with joy to be part of a program like this. You really ought to. I don't understand when you're not. I really don't. All right, you on the air. May I help you, please?
How are you? Yeah, I was just wondering, is something, I thought it was something in Scripture where who's ever president, I mean, does God put people in power to fulfill his?
God, the Bible says he sets down one and he puts up another. That's not the exact words, but that's the essence of what he says. The Bible says that plainly. Yes, you can go study the history of Israel, and some of the most wicked men that would ever have lived was friends to Israel and did excellent things for Israel. So God had put them in power, even though they were wicked. You see, this world is under God's control. And yes, he gave us Obama because we needed to pay for our wickedness. We needed to pay for our abortions. We needed to pay for our forgetting God. And there's more people praying right now about this election than's probably ever prayed about an election in the history of America. And it's going to serve us well. And it's going to bring the hand of God. I believe that with all my heart. And so, yes, God is involved in the whole arena of this world. Nobody does anything without God even approving it or allowing it. See, God approves some things. He allows some things. Some things he allows, they may not look good to us, but God sees the end of the battle from the beginning point.
Right, so he's right. Well, it's good to know, yeah, he's still in control.
Oh, he is. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He is in control. He is in control. And if we pray, and I tell people, pray till the last ballot is counted. I mean, be on your face. God, save us from this horrible liberalism, this horrible liberal agenda. All, you read all of the things about Hillary Clinton, and it absolutely is overwhelming. And the liberal news won't touch it because they're partners with the Clintons. I mean, the liberal news is part of the Clinton machinery. They work hand in hand in every bit of it. If you can't see that, you're blind.
Right, because I think that late, like the WikiLeaks, all these things with email.
Yeah, that was a miracle. WikiLink, however you say it, WikiLink, I've been trying to say it right. I don't do well. Let me tell people why I don't do well with my speech. When I got saved, I was so tongue-tied, you couldn't understand me. And God has helped me to overcome about 80% of my tongue-tiedness, but I'm still tongue-tied to a degree. And I wrestle with words. I wrestle with saying things clearly and plainly. And so you remember that and pray for me and don't be critical when I mess words up. I'm a tongue-tied man. But I'm 80% healed, and God left the other 20% like he did with Paul so that I would be humbled and careful, and that's the reason I need this magnifying glass. He's keeping me dependent on him.
Right, my family and I, we always appreciate your radio and the preaching and your radio show every week. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. God bless your sweetheart. Hey, somebody on Facebook call me. Somebody on Facebook. Grab your phone, will you? Somebody on Facebook. I want to hear from you. Maybe I've already had calls from Facebook people. I know I had some emails. So let me hear from you. We got about 5 minutes. That's all we got. You mean the time is up? The time is up, and it's been a joy. This has been a great subject. Now, again, my subject today is supernatural power that cannot be defeated. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to live in fear. I wrote down some things I meant to read. Our God has never lost a battle. Listen to me. Our God has never lost a battle. Would you say that out loud? Our God has never lost a battle. You see, defeat is the lifestyle of the average Christian. Defeat is the lifestyle of the average Christian. Now, all of this is available if you'll just call. The ladies will send it to you this week in a booklet form. It'll be wonderful for you to have. Now, it will be on the internet also. It follows the radio program every week as it goes on the internet. And you, about an hour from now, you can go on the internet, hear the program again, and right under the program, when you're listening, you have a place to click to see it or hear it, and then you can read this article. It'll be made into a booklet on Monday, and you can have a copy if you'll just grab the phone real quick, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. The ladies are waiting for you to call to get a copy of this. Are you hearing me? The ladies are waiting for you to call to get a copy of this. I would love for you to have a copy. Well, I don't see any more emails, so I presume there are no more. I'm trying to make sure. I don't want to miss your calls. I really do love to answer and speak to you and bless you with everything that we're doing. This is for God's glory. This is for God's kingdom, not mine. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want you in church tomorrow, 5110 Tuckasegee Road. I want to hear from you financially. I want you a partner. Every one of you ought to be a partner. I've been asking God for $20,000 by the end of October. We're already today at the 15th, and I've only got about five of it in a month and a half. About five of it, 15 more. You need to be part of that. You really do. I don't know why you don't want to. You enjoy the program, then be a part. You mean I can give but little amounts. I love them just as much as the big amounts. I promise you, they don't make as much of a difference in my checking account, but they're appreciated, and I love you, and be a faithful giver. Remember, we got a great Christian school here. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. Our teachers are just some of the best. Some of the best. We're involved in the missions in Haiti. Haiti, and I'm going to be taking some offerings for Haiti in a few weeks now, as soon as I can get things settled and I know my bills are paid. I'm going to be on a big effort for Haiti, and I want you to get ready to help me. And I want you to learn more about this Bible. I want you to know more about the Holy Spirit, more about the Word of God, more about the work of the blood. Your victory is in the blood, the Word, and the Spirit, a trinity of power. Isn't that beautiful? I hope you'll never forget that. A trinity of power. A trinity of anointing. And I want to make sure you vote now. I want to make sure you get yourself rested this week. I don't know how many days you've got, probably a week. But get in there and get ready and vote right. Vote right. Let me help inspire you. Let me help you and encourage you. Because it is very, 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 very important. You are very, very much a part of this nation. So do your part. Do what you ought to do, what you're supposed to do. And the Lord will bless you for doing it. Now, I've enjoyed it. Father, I come to you for my listening audience. And I pray for every one of them. I pray for a miracle in their lives, Father. I pray for a transforming miracle, a mighty miracle. Let your name be magnified so dynamic and so mighty and so powerful. Let your name be exalted, Father. Heal that very, very, very deep necessity there in that body. Encourage that saint of God to cast fears away and to get in the middle of the Bible. I pray remove all of those human frailties, God, and break their power. And let my people live in victory. Let my people live in victory, Lord. There's nothing I want more than for my people to live in victory. I want you to have the joys of the Lord and the victories of the Lord. And I want them to flood your life. I really do. Because you will be blessed as they flood your life. You really will. You'll be blessed. And you'll be drawn closer to God. And you'll find joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, call us 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Hey, I love you. You're special to me. Love to have you tomorrow. Love to see you tomorrow morning, tomorrow night, tomorrow morning at 10:50, tomorrow night at 6. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let me get a hold of the right button here. I'm telling you, doing so many things, it's a joy.
My side. And when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate. To take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into of death, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place. break